In the previous lecture, we saw that the muscle of the face, it plays an important role, and it gives a feedback to us as human beings to derive our subjective experience. In our day-to-day life, we see whole lot of expressions, and this very lecture would be exclusively dedicated to those type of expressions. Okay. Some of it which is especially customized to make you understand things, and some of it which has been borrowed from real life sources. Look at this very video.
See love on her face. Valuer. Grief. Humor. Wonder. Fear. Revulsion. Anger. Tranquility.
Now, in this very video, you realize that there was a trained artist. Okay, she was required to show the given emotion on the face, and there was a very pronounced change in terms of the muscles of the face. Okay, and this tells you that if you start making the musculature analysis of the face, you would come across a fantastic area of research altogether. Now, Paul Ekman, he took a set of participants and asked them to pose emotions, but he did not name the emotion that the individual had to pose. Rather, he asked the participants only to follow the instructions to move the muscles. Okay. Now, universal facial expressions were derived not by asking the participants to pose an emotion, but by asking them simply to follow the muscle movement instruction. Look at this very image. The image that you see right now, it tells you how different muscles are spread throughout our face. And it is basically the movement of these muscles on the face that is held responsible for adding whatever expression is visible on the surface of the face. Okay. Now, in this very example, what Ekman tried doing was that what we saw till now was an emotion is there, you experience it, you express it, somebody recognizes it. In this case, he wanted the participants just to follow the instruction. So, if I ask, you have to make your lips move apart, that's it. There is no other expression. Okay. And then he tried to make out that how is it that the movement of these muscles, they actually are responsible not only for making the world understand your expressions, but is it that the subjective experience that you have, that also can be affected by it. And I must say that I am thankful to my colleague Professor Satyaki Roy, who agreed for this photo session. So you will see a whole lot of photographs, okay, where he has posed for certain emotions. Now I am quoting Ekman, who said that the voluntary performance of certain facial muscular actions generate involuntary changes in the autonomic nervous system activities, okay, and the changes in the ANS activity may be unique to a specific task rather than a specific to emotion, and any connection between expression and physiological changes could be learned and it's not hardwired, okay. Now we saw in the previous lecture that the left side of the face had little pronounced expression compared to the right side of the face, okay, and based on the musculature analysis also it has been found that the left side of the face is more intense in terms of exhibiting the expression. So right from musculature analysis as well as the behavioral analysis, behavioral measures that has been taken, in both the cases it has been uniformly it has been observed that the left side of the face is more pronounced. Now we will not go into the details, but just to mention to you that there are now a coding system, there are softwares, there are specialized programs which are specifically designed to understand the musculature analysis. First one is the FACS, the facial action coding system, okay, which came forward in 1978, and Ekman and Frezen, they are the one who gets the credit for it. The second is the MAX, the maximally discriminative facial moving coding system by Izard, and then the FIET, facial expression analysis tool, okay. So if you look now, another one or two more systems have come into being, okay, and people are trying their best, right from the computer generated analysis, software assisted analysis, to pure behavioral measure, to physiological measures, changes in the ANS activities, to understand emotion. Now look at this very face, okay, you see the expression, understand that we would be looking at whole lot of faces, and our attempt is to understand the facial expression with respect to musculature analysis, okay. Now the expression was very distinct because you looked at the eyes, okay, this was the most dominant feature here on the face. So what you saw, that the inner eyebrows, they were raised, okay, and then on the right side you find frontalis and the pars medialis, the two muscles which are basically responsible for raising the inner brow. You have the other expression now, okay, and then you realize that there is an outer brow movement, an outer brow raiser, again it's frontalis and pars lateralis, these two muscles which are responsible for this type of a movement. You see anger, and then you see that the brow has been lowered now, okay. Now supercilii muscle, the corrugator and the depressor, they are the one which are responsible for lowering down the eyebrows, okay. And then in the first two cases you saw surprise, now you see anger. You see another expression now, okay. Now it's not only the eyebrows, it's also the lips which gives you the impression of the emotion. Now you have the upper lid raiser. Another emotional expression. And then you have the cheek raiser. Now it's orbicularis oculi muscle and the pars orbitalis muscle which are responsible for this movement. You see disgust on the face, and then you have the lid tightener here, disgust of an extreme order, and then you say that the wrinkler has actually made the image very, very distinct. another emotion, change in the expression. Now, you saw the upper lip raiser, you saw the deepener, again the lip puller and the cheek puffer. Okay. And these were different muscle movements which led to change on the expression. Look at the changes in the lip movement now. And then you realize dimpler, the lip corner depressor, the lower lip depressor and the chin raiser. Okay. They know different activities have been performed. Okay. And these expressions are distinctly visible because specific muscles have moved. Look at the changes now. This is what we see in our day to day life. Okay. Now you have the lip puckerer, the lip stretcher, the lip funneler, and the lip tightener. Okay. And based on the movement of the muscle, the expression on the lips and the area close to the lips that changes. Look at the change in the expression now. So, you have the lip pressure, the lips part, the jaw drop and the mouth stretch. Again, intensity of the expression varies because certain muscles have now moved in a little different way. We have exclusively focused ourselves on human expression. You would be surprised to know that whole lot of research is going on in the area of development of humanoid robots. And Takanishi lab in Japan, they have come forward with humanoid robots, okay, which can express like human beings. And this entire development of humanoid robot is based on human facial expression. Look at this video. What we have seen till now was posed emotions by one of my colleagues and then robotic expression from Takanishi lab. Look at the images on your screen now. These are real life expressions from two very renowned sportsperson of India. When you look at them in action, okay, what do you see? What is there on the face? Okay. Is it that an athlete is going to make a jump and this is an extremely distressful activity, Is it the anticipatory target that she visualizes she would be able to achieve? Okay, that has added to the expression on the face. In the case of the tennis player, is it the joy? Okay, is it that pride, the sense that you have defeated somebody? Okay, these are very interesting things in life to observe. Look at these two expressions. Okay, first look at the tennis player, and you see in the previous case the tennis player had won the match, and what was the expression? And in this case you see the tennis player, okay, and his expression. Look at the two women athletes there, no? Can you make out whether they have won the game, therefore they are emotional, they have lost and therefore they are emotional? Okay, from the field of sports you would realize whole lot of expressions where establishing the distinction is extremely difficult. Look at the Indian wrestler Sushil Kumar, in the Olympics when he was given the medal, okay, how mesmerized he was. Look at another face. This was one of the most sensitive photographs that was published during the Gujarat riot. Okay, each muscle on the face, okay, is pulled to the maximum, the expression. Okay, now for understanding purposes it's fine, you are looking at the muscle movement, but what appears on the face, okay, is something that is much more remarkable that the world looks at. You must have seen artists, okay, when they sketch. One of my colleagues, she agreed for this shoot where she is sketching various human expressions. Look at them and see that the stroke of the pencil is basically used to demarcate change on the expression, which actually represents the change in the muscle that right now we were talking about.
Now here you have a artist who is actually sketching human face, and you can see here how the pencil moves. Now each stroke here of the pencil actually defines that fine certain specific expression is being put on the face. You can see here right now it has to do with the eyes, the eyebrows, and gradually it goes to the lips. Can you sense the expression on the face, the emotion on the face? and now you have special strokes. These are the strokes that actually helps you understand exactly what emotion has been put on the face. Now, understanding of emotion, when you look at certain artifacts, of course, you have sculptures, you have figurative arts, you have sand sculptures, you have stone sculptures, freehand sketching like this, where actually the artist will always try to minimize or maximize something on the face, and that something is actually it has to do with the emotion. Now, if you ask this artist that fine, do you know what facial muscles are actually involved in the expression of this type of an emotion, I am sure that the artist would not be able to do so. Even though the artist does not know which facial muscle actually has to do with increase in the intensity or the decrease in the intensity of a particular expression, he or she definitely makes usage of it. And this is interesting dynamics when you try to understand the allied areas of knowledge and how emotion influences these areas.
Besides representing human sketch, if you look at the dance performance, in the beginning we saw the expression of a dancer. Look at this live program and see the expression on the face. Now, I will show you a very different type of a situation. This is not an artistic presentation. This is a clip that has been taken out from a news item when people of a given tribe, they were supposed to get displaced, dislodged because of the construction of the dam, and see the expression on the face.
ये तो हमें बाहर ना निकल सकता है तो पुलिस आ गई इतने हमने बूम पार के पानी आ गई हमने नकलो नकलो हम तो हमें बाहर ना ते नकलता पर ये लोग को आ गए पसी हमने जब बज रही थी बाहर निकाला तो पैसे हमें निकल तो हमारे पैर लग वस्तार थी जब हमें निकले खावा ने बर्तन नहीं के पीवा ने बर्तन नहीं वा
कितनी एकड़ जमीन थी तुम्हारी
8 acres.
We started this lecture with a video when the artist was changing expressions on the face. We are ending this lecture with again a video, and this is from a documentary. The reason I am showing this to you, because you can see that when you mourn the death of a beloved one in the family, the way you cry is also culturally driven. What we have actually done is, we have seen how people express, how muscles are responsible, how the cultural issues, the norms, they influence, and you can see a mix. See this very video and see the impact of culture. Death of somebody being mourned, a woman cries, and the pattern of cry is culturally driven.
Actually, what you find is a moment of bereavement when the family members are actually crying, they are showing their emotion after the death of a family member. See how culture influences the crying behavior, the display of sadness in these two videos.